内请起立。我不知道大家会不会像我一样。
I'm not sure if everyone is like me.
我有的时候唱诗歌会从我自己的这方面来想事情。
Sometimes as I sing, I would look at things from my own perspective.
我会想，这是耶稣诞生的季节。
And thinking that it's the season of the Lord's birth.
我们在地上唱诗，赞美他。
We sing hymns to praise him on earth.
天上的天使都要与我们应和。
Even the angels up above will echo with us.
但是这首诗歌，它提升我的眼光。
But this hymn that we're about to sing lift up our perspective.
第一节。
Verse one.
请帮我们放下第一节的歌词。他说下一句，兴起殿上天地上众生灵。
Joyful all ye nations rise.
响应天上赞美声。
Join the triumph of the skies.
我在想，为什么是我们响应天上的赞美呢？
Why is that we are joining the triumph of the skies?
我就在揣摩，从父神的角度来讲，他如何看耶稣降生在地上。
And as I ponder, how does the God the Father look at the birth of the Lord Jesus?
从天上来看，这是一件大事情。
It was such a tremendous thing, looking from above.
耶稣的诞生带给我们恩典，带给我们平安。
The birth of the Lord Jesus brought us grace and peace.
因着这样的救恩，神与人可以和好。
Because of their salvation, man can be reconciled to God.
Wow, 天上要赞美。
And the heavens will praise.
让我们来唱诗，响应天上的赞美声。
Let us join the triumph of the skies.
听啊，天使高声唱，荣耀归于心上。
Thank you.
去。
基督没有神形象，基督原是永远王，今在末世从天降，生与同与成年壮，身心穿上去
神，我们实在是响应天上赞美的声音。
We thank God that we truly echo to what goes on up above.
耶稣不但为我们降生
，Jesus wasn't just born for us.
他是以马内利的神。
He is God Emmanuel.
直到今天，直到永远，他与人同在。
Until this very day, He is with us.
感谢神，他与我们同在。
We thank God that He is with us.
他的名是以马内利。
For His name is Emmanuel.
这一生，他要引领我们。
Throughout our life, He will lead us.
做我们的好牧人。
And He is our good shepherd.
因为他知道这条路我们没有走过。
For He knows that this path we have never trod.
按照他纯全善良的旨意
，According to His good and perfect will，
我们一生的年日，他都用他的慈爱亲手量过。
He has measured everything for us throughout our life。
爱的神是我们的好牧人。
The God of love is our shepherd。
是爱的神做我牧人。是恩，他是属我，我是属他，何来需要，何来缺乏？他带我到嫩草地场，使我感觉满足欢畅。
Jesus, we thank you that you lead us with your staff and your rod.
用你慈妙慈爱引领我们走义路。
With your loving kindness, you lead us to walk this path.
主，今天我们的心有空处，欢迎你进来。
Today, our heart has room for you to come in and dwell.
与我们同住。
And to dwell, to abide with us.
掌管我们。
And to lay hold of us.
帮助我们可以信靠你。
Help us to trust you.
可以仰望你。
To look upon you.
让你带领我们走这条天路。
For you, so that you will lead us to walk in this path.
求你继续地向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name.
请坐。
弟兄姐妹好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
很快我们又到了今年的圣诞节。
Very quickly, Christmas is upon us once again.
小的时候，我在菲律宾的马尼拉。
Growing up in Manila.
因为它是一个天主教的国家。
Because it was predominantly a Catholic country.
所以很看重圣诞节这一天。
So Christmas was always a deeply cherished occasion.
今年的十月底，回到马尼拉看望家人的时候。
When I returned to Manila to visit a family at the end of October,
商场里面已经有各种各样的布置。
The malls were already adorned with all kinds of decorations.
其中有一个商场曾经是亚洲面积最大的一个商场。
There was one mall once the largest in Asia.
他们今年邀请了75个公司跟团体。
They invited 75 companies and organizations this year.
去到他们的商场去按照他们的意思去做布置。
To decorate according to what they want.
他们摆放圣诞树。
And so they display Christmas trees.
让这个开放给大家可以去参观。
Open to all to see it.
他们每年还有一棵最大的一个圣诞树。
Every year, they display the tallest Christmas tree.
高65尺。
65 feet in height.
它摆在最醒目的一个地方。
Display in the most prominent spot in the mall.
吸引人去商场去拍照。
To draw people to go there to take photos.
所以每年到了这个时候，商场总是满了人。
So every year around this time, the mall is always packed with people.
对一般人来讲，这个节日就是逛商场、拍照、买礼物、送礼物的最好时候。
For most people, this holiday is a perfect time to shop, take pictures, buy gifts, and give presents.
当我自己信了耶稣以后。
After I believe in the Lord Jesus,
我才知道说原来圣经里面没有圣诞节这一天。
I learned that the Bible actually does not record the exact day of Jesus' birth.
没有记载耶稣是哪一天诞生的。
And it did not record the exact day of his birth.
也听说原来这一天是古罗马的时候他们在庆祝太阳神的日子。
I also heard that this day originally was marked by the Roman for their festival celebrating the sun god.
后来怎么变成圣诞节其实有很多的说法。
There are many theories how it later turned into, that it became Christmas.
但是我们可以确信的一点就是耶稣不是在这一天诞生的。
But one thing for certain is that Jesus was not born on Christmas Day.
那我们要怎么看这个节日呢？
Then how should we view this holiday?
虽然说耶稣不是这一天诞生的。
Although Jesus was not born exactly on that day.
但是我们知道总是在某年某月的某一天。
But we do know that he was born in a particular year, particular month, and a particular day.
耶稣曾经为我们来到这个世上。
Jesus came to earth for us.
虽然我们不知道是哪一天。
Although we know not the exact day.
但是我们总是要在一年里面的某一天。
But there's got to be one day of a year.
我们心中带着感恩的、感激的一个心情。
With a thankful heart.
来纪念耶稣。
To remember Jesus.
为了我们道成肉身来到地上。
He came to us in the flesh.
如果是这样子的话。
If that was the case.
我想这个季节、这个节期就不应该是以人为本。
Then that holiday should be focused on people.
不应该是以人为本，不应该是只是为了人的过节买礼物跟放假。
It should not be focused on people center for just to buy gifts and to get gifts.
这个季节、这个节期的中心应该是主耶稣。
The center of this holiday should be the Lord Jesus.
耶稣应该是这个节日的主角。
He should be the main character of this holiday.
是我们感谢耶稣、赞美耶稣、高举耶稣的日子。
It's a day that we honor him, glorify him, and thank him.
在许多事情忙碌、吵杂的环境当中。
In the midst of many, a lot of noise and busyness.
我们不要忘记那位曾经为我们来到地上的耶稣。
Let's not forget Jesus who once came to earth for us.
我们先来看耶稣为什么来到地上。
Let's consider why Jesus came to earth.
首先，圣经中很多的地方耶稣都说。
We see throughout the scripture that Jesus repeatedly said.
他说他是被父神所差遣来的。
That he was sent by God the Father.
有一句话经常的出现就是那差我来的，那差我来的。
There's a verse that often appear that he who sent me.
希伯来书也说他说他来了是为了要遵照神的旨意行。
Also in Hebrews it says, I have come to do your will.
因着神的旨意跟差遣。
Because of God's will and commission given to him.
耶稣来了。
He came.
他是神的代表。
He is God's representative.
也要为了完成神的旨意。
Also, he came to fulfill God's purpose.
使人能够认识神。
To enable people to know God.
在我们人这方面。
To us, people.
我们就看到神将耶稣赐给我们。
From our perspective, we see that God gave Jesus to us.
这是我们很熟悉的约翰福音三章十六节十七节。
That's what we're very familiar with in John 3:16 and 17.
耶稣的任务就是成为世人的救主。
Jesus' mission was to become the savior of mankind.
耶稣自己说。
Jesus himself said.
人子来是为了要寻找拯救失丧的人。
The Son of Man came to seek and to save those who are lost.
保罗也说，耶稣基督降世，为了要拯救罪人。
Paul also said Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
神命定耶稣要来。
God ordained that Jesus must come.
因为人迷失。
Because humanity was lost.
因为人死在罪恶过犯中。
Because man was dead in sin and transgression.
没有办法救自己。
Not able to save ourselves.
神知道人的需要。
God knows the need of humanity.
但是很关键的一个问题。
But there is a critical issue.
人不知道自己迷失。
That is, people don't recognize that we people, we don't recognize that we are lost.
人不晓得自己是多么的没有盼望。
We have no idea how hopeless we are.
所以当耶稣来到这个世上的时候，
So when Jesus came to earth,
他的光照在黑暗里面，
Light shone in darkness.
我们刚刚才读过，黑暗却不接受光。
We just read that, darkness that refused to approach the light.
他来到自己的地方，
He came to his own.
但是自己的人却不接待他。
Yet his own did not receive him.
我们都已经是基督徒。
We are all, although we are Christians.
但是这些话对我们来讲不是一个过去式的话。
But these words should not be just past history for us.
我们还会迷失。
We can still be in a lost state.
我们还会犯罪。
We might still sin.
我们还是没有办法拯救自己。
And we are still incapable of saving ourselves.
只要我们活着的一天。
As long as we still live.
我们就需要主耶稣来救我们。
We still need the Lord Jesus to save us.
不是主耶稣的救恩失效。
It's not that the salvation is ineffective.
乃是我们要经历主耶稣不同程度的一个拯救。
But that we experience his salvation in various degrees.
保罗说他曾经救我们脱离极大的死亡。
Paul declared he saved us from such a great death.
现在要救我们。
And he's still saving us now.
并且他指望将来还要救我们。
And hope that he will save us in the future.
不只是曾经救我们。
Not only in the past he saved us.
还有现在要救我们，并且将来还要救我们。
He is saving us and he will save us.
他是永远就是我们的救主。
He is forever our savior.
神知道人需要一位救主。
God knows that mankind needs a savior.
但是人自己不知道这件事情的重要性跟严肃性。
Yet mankind failed to grasp the gravity and severity of this.
但是这件事情魔鬼一直知道。
And yet the devil does.
魔鬼一开始就在做破坏的工作。
From the very beginning, the devil began at work.
他不要人认识神。
And he does not want people to come to know God.
他不要人接受耶稣。
And nor people to accept Jesus.
因为他自己想要跟神一样。
Because he desires to be equaled with God.
他要接受人的敬拜。
He wanted to receive worship from mankind.
为了达到这个目的，
In order to achieve this end,
他就不择手段地利用人，欺骗人，迷惑人。
He uses all means necessary to deceive and mislead mankind.
不让人看清楚他真正的企图跟目的。
So that mankind does not see his intention and true nature.
我们都知道耶稣降生后所发生的事情。
We all know what happened after Jesus' birth.
仇敌使用叙利王把那个时候伯利恒生下来的两岁以内的男孩都杀尽。
The devil used King Herod to slaughter all male infants under 2 years old in Bethlehem.
他的目的就是不让耶稣活下来，来执行神的旨意。
And his goal was to prevent Jesus from living to fulfill God's purpose.
接着我们也看到，耶稣受洗以后到旷野受试探。
Then after that, we see Jesus' baptism, and then he was tempted in the wilderness.
这个试探关系到全人类的一个命运。
The outcome of this determined the fate of all humanity.
如果耶稣失败了,
if Jesus failed,
他就不能做全人类的救主。
He could not become mankind's savior.
人也不能得到拯救。
And mankind would have no hope of salvation.
魔鬼要破坏神的旨意。
The devil sought to thwart God's purpose.
要除掉耶稣。
To eliminate Jesus.
不让人跟耶稣有关系。
To sever any connection between mankind and him.
到了今天为止。
Even to this very day,
我们还能够在我们的环境上看到仇敌反对神的一个工作。
We can still see the devil opposing the enemy's opposing work.
第一件事情很明显的就是我们处在一个纷乱吵杂的环境中。
The very first one is we are in a very chaotic and noisy environment.
让仇敌的诡计就是让人看不见耶稣。
The work of the devil is to cause us not able to see Jesus.
我印象很深刻，之前牧师在传讲信息的时候放了一张图片 ，Horace Wally.
During a previous sermon, a pastor showed us a picture and asked us to look at it. And the picture is from Where's Wally?
这个系列有很多不同的背景。
The series of pictures. Feature many different settings.
这个是在沙滩上。
This one was right out by the beach.
作者要在我们在密密麻麻的人的当中。
It was in a very crowded setting.
要寻找Wally这个人。
To find where Wally is.
我觉得这个特别像我们现在所处的环境。
This is strikingly similar to the environment that we are currently in.
仇敌的工作。 就是提供一个非常多彩多姿的一个环境。
The devil wants to present to us a very fancy, crowded, noisy environment.
让我们在其中，我们看不到耶稣。
So that in it, we are not able to see Jesus.
魔鬼当时没有办法除掉耶稣。
At that time, the devil could not eliminate Jesus.
现在从死里复活的耶稣已经在我们千千万万的人的心中。
Now the Jesus that rose from the dead is already in tens of thousands and millions of Christians.
所以仇敌要做一个工作。
So the devil is to do one work.
就是要干扰人。
That is to disturb us.
他的目的就是要让人忘记耶稣。
To have us forget Jesus.
要我们过一个没有耶稣的圣诞节。
To have us go through Christmas without Jesus.
我们可以忙着请客，我们可以忙着送礼，我们可以忙着布置。
We can be busy decorating. We can passing out gifts and inviting guests to our house.
我们却忘记了那个主角是耶稣。
Yet we forget the main character that is the Lord Jesus.
我们都知道 Merry Christmas 现在已经变成 Happy Holiday.
We all know that Merry Christmas and it is now turned into Happy Holidays.
如果我们在这个浏览器上搜寻 What people love about Christmas.
If you search online, what people love about Christmas.
第一个就是家庭跟关系。
The first result you will see is family and relationships.
第二个传统。
The second one is traditions.
节气的气氛。
The third one is festive atmosphere.
给礼物跟接受礼物。
And then giving and receiving gifts.
食物。
And then food.
借着耶稣的诞生，盼望能够得到平安。
And then following that is finding deeper peace and grace through celebrating Jesus' birth.
最后是盼望跟欢乐。
Then lastly is hope and joy.
这些都没有错。
None of these are wrong.
我们也需要这些。
Yes, we do need these things.
但是在这么嘈杂的这个环境里面。
But then in the midst of all this noisy, need-filled environment,
这么多人的需要里面,
in the midst of all these needs?
耶稣在哪里？
Where is Jesus?
我们还能不能找到耶稣？
Can we still find him?
我的意思不是我们要去忽略这些人与人之间的关系。
I don't mean to ignore or downplay the need of human relationships.
重要的是优先顺序。
The crucial question is, what are our priorities?
因为我们要找的人只是很多很多人中的一个。
Because those that we are looking for is just one of the many.
所以不好找。
It's hard to find.
如果他有一个特别的位置。
If he has a special place.
或是他穿一件特别醒目的衣服。
Or he wears a very strikingly obvious conspicuous garment.
我想我们马上就能够找到他。
Then we can find him right away.
耶稣不应该是跟其他的东西都是平等的。
Jesus should not be equal, take equal footing with other things.
他不应该是与我们的环境都是平等的。
He should not be just equal to everything else.
他应该在环境之上。
He should be above the environment.
他应该在这些所有的嘈杂的东西的上面。
He needs to be above all the noisiness.
我们都知道我们照相的时候。
We remember, as we take photos,
我们只能有一个主要的焦点。
We can only have one focus.
我们要把我们的聚焦聚在那个焦点的上面。
We need to have a focus before we take the photo.
要不然我们拍起来的相片就会模糊。
Or else the picture will come out blurry.
我们需要有一个清楚的方向。
We need to have a clear focus.
我们要有一个很清楚的对焦。
It needs to be clear.
耶稣是我们的救主。
Jesus is our Savior.
我们不能没有他。
We cannot do without him.
他不能成为我们的背景。
He cannot be the background.
他必须是主角，他必须是圣诞节的一个对焦重心。
He has to be the main character and the focus of Christmas.
第二就是让人在资讯发达的环境中，使人觉得他不需要神。
Secondly, in the information saturated environment, people no longer need Jesus.
我们都知道创世纪记载了夏娃相信了神所说的。
We remember in Genesis, it recorded that Eve believed the serpent's words.
你只要吃了那棵树上的果子，你就可以像神一样知道善恶。
Just as long as you eat the fruit from that tree, that will make you wise enough to discern good and evil and be like God.
夏娃看到那棵树可以很好的做食物。
Seeing that the fruit was good for food.
悦人的眼目。
Pleasing to the eye.
也是可喜爱的。
And desirable.
可以使人有智慧。
And desirable for gaining wisdom.
她就摘下那个果子就吃了。
So she took some and ate it.
也给她的丈夫吃。
She also gave it to her husband to eat.
这是魔鬼的诡计。
That was the devil's scheme.
叫人离开神去分辨善恶。
To cause people to leave God and to discern good and evil.
蛇知道人一追求智慧。
The serpent knew that mankind pursue wisdom.
他就会离开神。
And once they do that, they will turn away from God.
果然事情就像蛇所想的那样子的一个发展。
And it indeed, the events unfolded exactly as the devil had intended.
人向神独立。
Mankind became independent of God.
不觉得需要神。
No longer needed God.
人始终觉得可以靠自己。
And believing that they could rely on themselves.
但是人离开神以后，
But after turning away from God,
心思昏暗,
their minds grew dim.
自己以为是聪明的,
they thought themselves as wise.
但是不知道原来这个举动是造成自己的愚拙,
but not knowing that it's actually foolishness.
这是人迷失的地方。
This is where mankind went astray.
仇敌有一个诡计,
the enemy scheme.
就是让我们不去靠神，让我们只靠自己。
Is to keep people from drawing near to God.
不知道神的人，让他们觉得没有神。
Those who don't know God are made to feel that God doesn't exist.
自己就是神。
They think that they themselves are God.
对那些知道有神的人。
And then those who know God.
让他们觉得他们不是那么需要神。
They are made to feel that they don't need him as much.
要对神很客气。
They would be very polite.
不要什么事情都麻烦神。
They would be very polite telling God, I don't need to bother you, God.
自己先做。
And I'll just do it to handle it myself first.
到自己不行了。
And then when I can't do it anymore.
到尽头了。
When I come to the end of my wits.
那个时候再去找神。
Then we seek God.
魔鬼更借着资讯的发达。
The devil further exploits the proliferation of information.
给人提供答案。
To provide answers to mankind.
让人一有问题就去网络上寻找答案。
So that people would go to the internet to search for answers as soon as they have problems or questions.
这形成我们人去靠网络，去靠自己，去靠人，但是不靠神。
This causes us to depend on the internet, to solve problems.
资讯越发达。人觉得越不需要神。
The more advanced information becomes, the less people feel the need for God.
人与神的距离也越来越远。
And then the greater the distance between man and God grows.
这个就是刚好就是魔鬼他很乐意想要看到的。
This is precisely what the devil wants to see.
第三个就是在宗教的环境里面，使人以虚假来代替神。
And thirdly, in religious environment, people substitute falsehood for God.
如果我们不会被上面啊，我想的这些问题来欺骗。
If we are no longer deceived by what we just mentioned,
那我们应该就是比较追求的。
Then we might be people who pursue the Lord more.
但是他还有一个方法。
But then the devil has yet another tactic.
就是让我们跟主的关系变成老旧，变成仪式。
That is, make our relationship with God stale and ritualistic.
让我们对主的敬拜成为只有嘴唇的亲近，但是心却远离。
Reducing it to mere lip service.
我们已经常常在聚会。
We come to meetings.
我们每天也在读圣经。
And we read the Bible.
但是我觉得很多时候我需要问我自己。
But oftentimes I have to ask myself.
像腓力问太监的话。
Just like Philip asking the eunuch.
我所念的我明白吗？
What I'm reading, do I understand?
在属灵的生活上面。
With our spiritual life.
很容易我们就落入那个一成不变的那样的一个公式，一个仪式里面。
It's very easy for us to descend into this routine ritual.
如果我们不常听到主的话。
If we seldom hear the Lord's voice,
不常有圣灵的感动跟引导，
and seldom experience the Holy Spirit's prompting and guidance,
那我们就是只是习惯性的一再的重复做这个聚会的这件事。
Then we risk merely repeating some habitual motions.
我们只有跟主有接触，
as only when we have actual contact with the Lord,
我们的属灵生命才会被更新。
Then will our spiritual lives be renewed?
我们信主了以后，
after believing in the Lord,
我们都有我们自己的习性。
We all develop our own habits.
像我们之前读的那个撒玛利亚妇人说的，
just as the Samaritan woman said,
我们的祖宗在山上敬拜，
our ancestors worship on this mountain.
你们说你们的敬拜要在耶路撒冷，
but you say that worship has to be done in Jerusalem.
你习惯这样子的方式的敬拜，
if you are accustomed to worshiping on the mountain,
魔鬼就让你按照你习惯的方式去敬拜。
Then the devil will keep you worshiping on the mountain.
你要耶路撒冷。
If you want to worship in Jerusalem,
魔鬼就给你耶路撒冷。
Then the devil will just give you Jerusalem.
只要神的实际没有在其中。
As long as the reality of God in it,
这些仪式是不会造成任何的影响的。
Is not in it, then these rituals will have no effect.
耶稣说了，我们拜父的要用心灵跟诚实拜他。
The Lord Jesus said, those who worship the Father need to worship in spirit and in truth.
每次我们聚会的时候，我们都祈求主与我们同在。
Every time we gather together, we pray that He be with us.
我们会不会跟主有所接触？
Whether we connect with the Lord or not.
关系我们是有没有用我们的心，有没有用我们的真去敬拜神？
The key lies in whether we are connecting with Him in truth.
因为神是在那个境界里面，不是在我们这个境界里面。
For God is in that realm, not in our realm.
我之前看到一幅敬拜的一个图画。
In the past, I saw a picture of worship.
其实应该是一个影片。
It should be a video.
给我一个很深的一个印象。
And that gave me a very deep impression.
我看到一群弟兄姐妹。
I saw a group of brothers and sisters.
因为他们的环境的缘故。
Because of their
他们那个时候的环境。
Because of the environment that they were in.
所以他们唱诗歌的时候不能有声音。
So they cannot sing out with any sound when they were singing.
所以他们在敬拜的时候。
So when they were singing.
你能够看到他们的嘴在动。
You can see their lips moving.
但是没有听到声音。
But you don't hear any sound coming out.
那个图画一直在我的心里让我很感动。
That picture stayed in my mind and moved me.
我觉得这是真的敬拜。
And that display a picture of true worship.
虽然他们没有办法唱出声音来。
Although they could not make any noise.
他们的嘴在动。
And yet their lips were moving.
他们的心在敬拜。
And their hearts were in worship.
很多时候主在问我。
Oftentimes the Lord asks me,
我的唱诗歌是不是我的嘴动，我的心不动？
When I'm singing, is it true that my lips are moving but my heart is not moved?
我对于这些诗歌的歌词是不是认真的？
Am I true to the lyrics? Am I singing out of my heart?
我真的是这样子想的吗？还是我是跟着别人唱唱而已？
Am I really singing out of truth or am I just simply following what everyone else is doing.
我相信弟兄姐妹都能够明白。
I believe we all understand.
不是有没有声音的问题。
It's not a matter of there's noise or sound or not.
不是哪一种乐器或是哪一个音乐的问题。
It's not a matter of music or instruments.
是我们心的问题。
It's a matter of the heart.
仇敌常常让我们活在虚假的里面。
The enemy oftentimes have a stay in falsehood.
他告诉我们说，这个就是了，这个就够了。
He would tell us, this is it, this is enough.
已经在读圣经了。
You're already reading the Bible.
已经在聚会了。
You're already in meetings.
你比别人爱主了。
You already love the Lord more than others.
但是很可惜的。
But sadly enough,
这些是谎言。
These are falsehood, lies.
我们接受这些的话。
If we accept these,
我们永远不会从虚假的里面出来。
Then we'll never come out of our falsehood.
跟主接触。真正跟主接触才是真。
Only in connection with the Lord will there be reality.
只有圣灵能够把我带到真的里面去。
And only the Holy Spirit can lead me into the realm of what is real.
我老实说，我真的不明白什么是真或假。
I honestly don't know how to say what is real and what is not.
但是我心里面有一个渴慕，想要在真里面。
And yet, I have this longing in my heart and long for what is real.
因为我发现按照仪式完全没有办法接触到神。
Because according to rituals, we cannot come in connection with God.
也不是按照我自己的努力去做什么样的改变就是真。
Nor is it by my own effort that I can make any changes.
我需要圣灵。
I need the Holy Spirit.
我需要主耶稣成为我的救主。
I need the Lord Jesus be my Savior.
我们看到很多仇敌的工作。
We observe the work of a lot of work of the enemy.
这就证明一件事情。
And this proves to us one thing.
魔鬼害怕。
That the devil fears.
他害怕耶稣的能力。
Fears the power of Jesus.
魔鬼知道这个能力能够带给一个人有什么样的改变。
The devil knows the power of Jesus' life and the influence of his life within people.
所以他如果不尽力去阻挡的话。
So if he doesn't try hard to hinder it,
后果会不堪设想。
then the consequences will be unimaginable.
这个生命的能力今天在你我的里面。
This life-giving power is in you and in me.
因为主耶稣曾经来到地上做人。
Because Jesus once came to earth and he was a man.
他完成神的旨意。
To fulfill God's purpose.
把自己的生命赐给我们。
And gave his own life to us.
所以当我们到这样的一个圣诞的季节。
Therefore, as we come, as we observe this particular Christmas season,
我们的心要充满欢喜。
Our heart should be filled with rest.
因为主耶稣为了我们来。
Because he came for us.
我们要来读一处我们在这个时候常常读的经节。
Let's read a passage that we oftentimes read in this season.
我想要读的是路加福音第二章从八到十四节。
Let's read Luke chapter 2 verses 8 to 14.
在伯利恒的野地有牧羊的人夜间按着根刺看守羊群。第九节。Next, please. 有主的使者站在他们旁边，主的荣光四面照着他们，牧羊的人就甚惧怕。那天使对他们说：“不要惧怕，我报给你们大喜的信息是关乎万民的。因今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是基督。你们要看见一个婴孩包着布卧在马槽里，那就是记号了。忽然有一大队天兵同那天使赞美神说，在至高之处荣耀归于神，他喜悦的人。我们再看一处，在马太福音一章二十一节。
Let's also read Matthew chapter 1, verse 21.
他将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。最后，我们再读一处，约翰一书第三章第八节。
Lastly, let's also read 1 John 3:8.
神的儿子显现出来，为要除灭魔鬼的作为。为什么我们要庆祝耶稣的诞生？
So why do we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus?
因为我们是坐在那个死荫幽暗地的人。
Because we're people sitting in darkness and the shadow of death.
我们是被撒旦捆绑的人。
We were bound by Satan.
我们是何等软弱的。
We were so weak.
我们对比撒旦的权力的能力，我们没有招架之力。
We are so utterly powerless against the devil's might.
我们不知道我们的脚步是在走到死亡的道路去。
And we're also unaware of our lost state.
我们不知道自己的败坏，不知道自己的骄傲。
And we are unaware of our own corruption and our own pride.
就算我们知道了，我们也是对此无能为力。
Even if we know it, we are still powerless.
但是感谢主。
But thank God.
感谢神，他把耶稣赐给我们。
Thank God that He gave us Jesus.
这个大喜的信息就是为了你，为了我，关乎每一个人的。
This joyful news concerns you and me and everyone.
主耶稣来的时候。
When the Lord Jesus came.
让我们没有选择的人可以有选择。
So that we who had no choice can have a choice.
我们没有盼望的人可以有盼望。
We who had no hope, we now have hope.
我们这个在黑暗里面的人可以被带到光明里面去。
We who were in darkness and we save ourselves, we are brought into light.
是的，我们现在生于在一个非常混乱、非常嘈杂的一个环境中。
Yes, although we are in a chaotic and very noisy environment.
人会看不到耶稣。
People fail to see Jesus.
但是不是每一个人都看不到耶稣。
But not everyone remains blind.
只要我们给这个生命机会。
As long as we give this life a chance.
这个生命会显出它的特色来。
This life will reveal its distinctive character.
让人意识到有耶稣的存在。
Enabling us to know the presence of Jesus.
能够让这个生命发挥出它的大能力来。
And to let this life unleash its mighty, immense power.
不久我们都听到一个弟兄在做见证。
Not too long ago, we heard a brother's testimony.
他说他的公司非常的忙碌。
That his company kept him very busy.
但是有一件事情在他的很多的忙碌里面不可缺少的。
And yet there was one thing in the midst of all that busyness, one thing remained indispensable.
就是他一定要来聚会。
That is, He chose to come to church.
他说他不能不来聚会。
He said he has to come. He won't skip it.
他不来就充不到电。
Because if he doesn't come, then he's not recharged.
他见证说，即使他每次来的时候都被改正。
He testified that every time he came, he's being corrected.
但是他愿意一直的来。
So he is willing to come, keep coming.
没有一个人愿意一直被改正，对不对？
There's not too many people willing to be corrected all the time.
但是他愿意一直的来。
But he is willing to keep coming.
他主动的来。
He took the initiative to keep coming.
他排除困难的来。
He would overcome all difficulties to come.
感谢主，这是主耶稣在他的里面。
Thank the Lord that it's because of the Lord Jesus in him.
主耶稣的生命显出一个大的能力。
The Lord's life manifests its great power.
因着给他有这样的一个态度。
And therefore he has such an attitude.
在这样的一个态度里面，再多的吵杂的声音都不能盖掉主耶稣的存在。
With such an attitude, no matter how noisy, how busy the environment is, he can still choose the Lord.
是的，很多基督徒觉得他们可以靠自己。
Yes, many people might think that they can do it on their own.
他们并不需要耶稣，因为他们不知道耶稣的大能能够为他们做什么。
And that they don't understand the transformative power that Jesus can bring into their lives.
他们不知道耶稣的大能能够使他们的生活能够起有什么样的一个改变。
And that they don't know what a great the great power the Lord's life can do in their lives to transform them.
如果我们只想要维持我们现在的生活，不要让它变得更糟糕。
If we only want to maintain what we have,
如果我们的盼望只是那个样子，
if that is our hope,
那我们就可以继续的靠自己，
then we can just do it on our own.
但是主耶稣的旨意在我们身上不是这个样子。
But that's not the Lord's will in us.
我常常记得牧师劝勉我们的话。
I remember Pastor Mary oftentimes remind us.
她说我们不要 shortchange 自己。
She oftentimes remind us to not shortchange ourselves.
不要亏待自己。
Don't shortchange ourselves.
我们如果不对我们自己有信心，
if we have no faith in ourselves,
我们也要对我们里面的生命有信心。
We should have faith in the Lord because of the life that is in us.
如果我们不依靠主，我们真的不知道我们自己错失了什么。
If we don't rely on the Lord, we wouldn't know what went wrong.
最近我们听到许多的弟兄姐妹的见证。
Recently, we heard many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
这一个的价值观被改变。
And our concept of worth has changed.
另外一个在难处中，他经历了神扶持他的大能。
And another person experienced how God's mighty power enabled them to go through difficulties.
另外一个人能够承认自己的骄傲。
Another one admit that they were proud.
这些都是非常不容易的事情。
And those are difficult things to go through.
但是他们经历了主。
But they experienced the Lord.
他们让这个生命的大能在他们里面彰显出来。
And they let the power of this life be manifested through them.
他们怎么做呢？
So what did they do?
其实不是他们做什么。
It's not what they did on their own.
他们放手。
They let go.
让主做他们生命的主。
To let the Lord be the Lord in their lives.
这些是可能的事情。
This is possible.
因为这些见证都发生在我们的当中。
Because these testimonies are among us.
他们都证明了一件事情。
And that all prove one thing.
神的儿子显现出来，除灭魔鬼的作为。
That is the Son of God appeared to destroy the work of the devil.
你让主耶稣的生命显出来，魔鬼就被赶出去。
When the Lord Jesus' life is manifested, then the work of the devil is destroyed.
但是不是靠我们自己。
But it's not by ourselves.
我们需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
耶稣是我们的救主。
Jesus is our Savior.
最近有一天早上，忽然有一首歌，很久很久以前的歌，浮在我心里面。
One recent morning, there's a hymn that I sang in the past.
那个歌词是这个样子的，就是他名为耶稣，耶稣忧伤全消除。
His name is Jesus. Jesus, sad hearts weep no more.
他能医治破碎的心，开启监牢的门禁。
He has healed the brokenhearted, open wide the prison doors.
他能够拯救到底，使我满足。
He is able to deliver evermore.
我刚信主的时候，常常唱这首诗歌。
When I just believe in the Lord, I sang this hymn very often.
不知道已经多少年，我都忘记了这首歌。
Not knowing, it's been so many years, already.
几天早上又回到我里面来。
This morning, this song came to me once again.
越唱越喜乐。
The more I sang it, the more joyous.
他名为耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他名为耶稣。
His name is Jesus.
他能够开启监牢的门禁。
He can open wide prison doors.
他能够拯救到底。
He can deliver to the utmost.
早上我们要 一同来唱一首诗歌。
This morning, let's sing a hymn together.
不是这一首。
It's not this one.
我发现在圣徒诗歌里面有一首诗歌是跟这个的意思很相似的。
There's one hymn in the hymnary that's very similar to this one.
圣徒诗歌第四十五首。
Hymn 45.
我们可以来一起来看看这个诗歌的歌词。
Let's look at this, the lyrics together.
请听佳音。救主降生，主话早已应许。让每颗心预备宝座，众口预备乐曲。
Heard the glad sound, the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne, and every voice a song.
第二节他说，他来释放撒旦的囚徒。
Verse 2, he comes the prisoners to release.
赐以自由跟喜乐。
In Satan's bondage, the
铜墙铁壁都被打破，手铐脚镣都脱落。
The gates of brass before him burst, the iron fetters yield.
他来启迪心地，诸天世界开放。
He comes from darkening scales of vice.
他摸医治每一个瞎眼。使属天的光芒临到。
To clear the inward sight and on the eyeballs of the blind to pour celestial light.
他来缠裹破碎的心灵，医治忧伤的心魂。
He comes a broken heart to bind the bleeding soul to cure.
他来丰富所有的贫穷，广赐万福厚恩。
And with the treasures of his grace to enrich the humble poor.
最后一节他说，欢迎欢迎和平之君，和沙那声嘹亮。
The last verse, our glad Hosanna's Prince of Peace, thy welcome shall proclaim.
天庭回响救主尊名，永远永远配得颂扬。
And heaven's exalted arches ring.
我让敬拜团队带我们唱这首诗歌。
We have the worship team lead us.
让我们以一个欢喜快乐的心来唱这首歌。
Let's sing this hymn with a joyous heart.
请听佳音，救主降生，主话早已应许，让每颗心。
谢谢你，你为我们诞生。
Lord, we thank you for being born for us.
你来到这个世上，为了拯救那世上的灵魂。
You came to earth to save those who are lost.
你给我们有盼望。
You gave us hope.
主耶稣，你就是那光。
And you are the light.
主，你照亮我们里面一切的黑暗。
And shine in our darkness.
主，在这个时候，你亲自再次来我们反思你来到这个世上的目的。
And once again, we think of the purpose you came to earth.
我们并不是在如世人一样，好像在所谓外面的庆祝圣诞节。
We're not just celebrating Christmas on the outwardly.
我们更多的，我们真的纪念到你真的为我们而生的真正目的。
Remember you who were born for us.
来改变我们的生命。
To change our lives.
让我们真的活出你的生命。
So that we can live out your life.
祝福你这里的话语在我们的心里面。
May you bless your own word.
我们在祷告祈求奉靠你的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 弟兄姐妹，请坐。
Please be seated.